Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Gosh, we were chatting about some funky stuff off air then, weren't we?
Cracking up.
Woohoo! Let's go. Happy 2018 to you, and welcome.
Oh,
welcome
year.
To the BFM Breakfast Show. We look forward to a year of exciting things on the bookshelf. What
Absolutely.
Have you got for us this morning?
So, today I have a book called Tinderbox by Megan Dunn. She's a Wellington writer.
Yes.
And this is a novel, but it's kind of a meta novel, so it's quite...
Oh, you're going to have to explain that for people who aren't smart.
Meta.
Meta. Yeah, what do you mean by meta?
So
it means many levels.
It kind of references itself. It's kind of self-referential, I guess.
Would you say that Lolita is a book like that?
Perhaps.
It's one of my favourite books. Do you know much about the backstory of that book?
It's one of my favourite books too.
You know all the weird sort of the hell, you know, you read it and you go, what an amazing novel that is. And then you sort of go, oh, hang on, what do you... You find out all the stuff that he put, like the backwards puzzle... You know, like the way that the name of the chemist that they visit means this backwards and all this kind of funky stuff. I love that stuff.
Amazing writer. Yeah.
Good on you, Nabokov. You're a real brain box. Boom.
You pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah, that's 'cause I know
that's
about
wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Vladimir Nabokov. Vladimir. Good morning, anyhow. So, yeah. Trying to look smart at them in the literature segment, but yeah.
This book here, it actually brings together Ray Bradbury's classic dystopian novel Fahrenheit 451.
Really?
Which is basically about censorship and, you know, the censorship of the book. And it also ties in the author Megan Dunn's experience of trying to rewrite Fahrenheit 451 and the book ending up being something completely different.
Wow.
So
I guess that's probably handy, isn't it?
She was also a bookseller at Borders in the UK.
Oh my God. Oh
right
my God.
When it collapsed.
Oh my God.
So it really is about the death of books.
You're a bookseller.
No, it's all about books.
The death of books. Oh, you know what? People predicted the death of books, but guess what? Books came out, still on top. Yeah, books.
Books are going nowhere.
Let's hear it for books. Woo!
So anyway, it's a kind
of... No, but seriously, let's hear it for books. Woo!
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 Yeah! Tell you what, it doesn't matter what your tuning's like for books.
Okay, tone it down now.
Okay, easy.
This is a mutant memoir. It's a mutant memoir.
What does that mean?
It's mutant because it's a memoir, but it's a novel. And it's about her trying to rewrite this book from... The female
say, I mean, it's not like this freaky book that we've just been reading about James Franco writing, but he wrote about a young actor called James Franco picking up young 12-year-old actresses.
He's a terrible writer.
Palo Alto?
Pardon?
Palo Alto, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you seem to know the books. Yeah. Hi there, Jules.
Oh, look, it's Jules.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Jules. Oh, look at that. Run the Jules.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Classic.
Let me
be the first to say that joke, Jules, even though it was pretty funny, I thought.
No, I appreciated it.
Appreciated it. Thank you, Jules. Okay, do you want another
look? Jules, stop fucking hijacking my book review.
Hey! Your language needs to be your fucking tidied up.
Can't help it, Dex.
Anyway, carry on.
This book deals with the frustrations of the creative process. and trying to write about it and obsessing with word counts, which is so relatable if you're a writer. Totally crack up. She weaves in the spark.
Karen, are you a writer? Because
yes.
It sounds like I could hear in your tone then that you could your frustration, you shared that frustration.
Frustrated writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
must be difficult being a writer.
Actually a journalist, but yeah it's not a real
So you're not trying to knock out the world's next life-changing novel?
No.
Joke, are you a writer?
I struggle with calling myself that label, either of those, but I do enjoy writing.
It's a weird thing, isn't it?
Like, when can you call yourself a writer?
Exactly.
Once you've done it and you can go, oh, what about
is
those difficulties?
You're published, or?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, she talks about, writes about a lot of that in this, you know, the frustrations, the obsessions with the word count.
I guess you can tick the box when we're talking about it in the literature segment on BFM Breakfast. I guess that makes you a writer, isn't it, when you've written a book?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
And then she's obsessed with the film version of Fahrenheit. Are you high?
Yeah, pie's a kite.
He's doing as many X's as possible. No, just, because I've been explicitly told to instruct him not to do any X's.
Yeah.
You can't tell him what not to do.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just wasted at it, actually. Just high on my chat from the Prime Minister earlier on. It's really. Is that what you want to hear? Okay, so let's go.
Sorry, I zoned out then.
No, I made that up, but up, that was pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what about you? You high?
No.
Okay. Sound a bit bummed out about that.
I'm off to work, shortly.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you've still got what? Not straight away, though.
No, not straight away. I'm going to go hang out in Albert Park.
Get off my tits on the way to work. Anyway, that's the right. See, you learned that from Sarah? Yep.
I did do, yeah.
Keep it going. It was not so much a wind-up. Let's just get back on track, I think is what she's saying there. Okay, anyway, go, Kieran.
Well, you know, there's lots of trivia in here, lots of film and literary trivia, and I loved the book trade stuff, which was hilarious.
What's that?
Well, you know, her experiences of working at Borders and being a bookseller and all the kind of customers that come in and all the people she works with.
It's quite brave, actually, doing so. This is her second book about being in the book trade.
No, this is her first book, and I thought it was either...
I thought you said there was another book called Trade Stuff. You meant liked her trade stuff in the book.
Yeah, it's all in this one little book.
Okay, cool.
And I thought, you know, it's either very brave or egotistical to kind of write yourself into your own novel like that. But she pulls it off.
You're hard up for topics.
Yeah. Well, she starts out wanting to write this novel.
Listen to us, eh? We're just talking about... Sorry.
She starts out trying to write this novel about Fahrenheit 451, rewriting it, and then she finds she can't do that because there's copyright and all that.
Do you think maybe you need to explain a little bit more about what Fahrenheit 451 is about?
Yeah,
you said it was about the death of the book, but what do you mean? But
yeah, so it's a classic dystopian fiction that imagines a future where the book is banned because, you know, if people read, then they're encouraged to have individual, independent thought, and it's kind of totalitarian. Yep. And have these firemen.
It sounds very very fictional until you think of places like Cambodia or you know.
Yep. Yeah. And so they have these firemen that go around and burn books. And what is the temperature that paper burns at? It's Fahrenheit 451.
Okay, right.
And then there's this kind of parallel that, you know, Borders, the chain was collapsing at the time of her writing this as well. So, yeah. And she also got obsessed with the film version of Fahrenheit 451, which François Truffaut directed, the French New Wave filmmaker. And so she weaves in a lot of the trivia and interviews that she watched in the DVD extras. So it's fascinating, all the little film things. Yeah. It's really cool. And she also uses the Spark Notes because people study Fahrenheit 451 at high school. Yeah. So, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Trying to make me feel stupid then. I just tried to make myself look smart at the beginning of that segment. But
and
you know
then it kind of deals with, you know, the rise of online shopping and the Kindle, which, of course, you know, the Kindle was, the name was made up by a marketing executive who said, oh, let's call it Kindle because, you know, that alludes to igniting something. So,
yeah. Wow, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad for having a Kindle program on my phone.
Don't feel bad.
Read books. Just shut up and stop reading. Just read some books.
As long as you're reading.
Do you, so is this available today, Tinderbox?
I hope so. It should be.
And I mean,
it's $30.
And should we tread carefully because it's a local book, or should we run into it full steam ahead?
Look, it's really funny. It's really enjoyable. It's quite an easy read. It's really clever and unique, but it's not difficult.
It made the grade for getting on this segment, so that's that always isn't. I can't think of one shit book you guys have ever bought in.
We wouldn't do that. We would not do that.
Probably a better way of saying it than shit book as well. Yeah. Okay.
So,
so shall we play? You've got the Kate Kitchens track Fahrenheit 451 to play.
Yeah, it was all I could think of.
It'll
it's
do.
So literal, isn't it?
So the name of the book is Tinderbox. The author is Megan Dunn.
Correct. $30.
$30. And what's that in Bitcoin?
Don't know.
Same. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Mikey.
upside down. Bye. was Loose Reads.